I'm asking you, Master. Let me have it tonight. I'm asking you, Jesus, to speak to us. Help us. I'm asking you, Jesus, to speak through me your words. Help me, Lord, to give an understanding, help to give a sense of the Word of God tonight, that we can understand your Word and that we can have joy. I praise you tonight, Master. You've been so good to me. All of my life, I worship you. I worship you, Jesus. I thank you for your mercy this evening. Psalms 55:19 says, God shall hear and afflict them, even he that abideth of old, Selah, because they have no change. Therefore, they fear not God. And I want to talk tonight, just for a few minutes, about the principles of change. And I don't know what the Lord has in store. If it's a lesson or I'm going to get to preach, I don't know which. But I earnestly want to feel His Spirit. I need Him tonight. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Israel would not change. No alteration, no cutting off of the old, no going forward, no growing up, no adjustment, no renewal, and no repentance. Jeremiah 6:30 says, and they all were grievous revolters, walking with slanderers. They are brass and iron. They are all corruptors. The billows are burned, the lead consumed of the fire. The founder melteth in vain. The wicked are not plucked away. Reprobate silver shall men call them, because the Lord hath rejected them. Jeremiah says that they were like silver that would not turn loose from the dross. Jeremiah 48 says, Moab hath been at ease from his youth, and he hath settled on his lees, and hath not emptied them from vessel to vessel, neither hath he gone into captivity. Therefore his taste remaineth in him, and his scent is not changed. They were like wine that settled on its lees, and the bitterness of the dregs mixed with the wine. Joshua told Israel, you have dwelt long enough in this mount. Change means revival. Change means repentance. Change means growth. Change is the norm. But not all change is progress. You must decide what changes to accept. There's nothing permanent except change. Our bodies change every 7 years. A rut is a grave with both ends open. Sometimes, or rather some things, never change. Thank God for some change. Changes carries with it the element of the unknown. Change usually involves a certain amount of risk. Many today want God's benefit, but without change. Don't let it be said, He is the same as He was 20 years ago. Some sing, I shall not be moved, and should be. One man testified, I have been in the way 40 years, and he had. Paul was changed to Saul, or rather Saul was changed to Paul. The demoniac was changed from legion to a disciple of Jesus. Naaman decided to dip in the Jordan. Ruth decided to leave Moab. Rahab wanted to go with Israel. The prodigal decided to go home. David repented. Apollos listened to inferior men. Psalms 51 says, renew a right spirit within me. Corinthians 13 says, put away childish things. James 1:22 says, look in God's mirror and be changed. Just the other day, I got out of the shower and I went to the mirror to shave. And I realized, I knew it already, but as usual, the mirror was fogged up. I took the towel off the towel rack, rolled it a certain way like I always do, and I began to just rub it. And I was looking at the fog on the window, and then all of a sudden I realized, and I start to see myself, and the more that I rubbed, the drier the mirror became until I could see myself well. And that's the same thing the Lord just spoke to my heart then, and He said, that's what I want to do to you. He said, I'm going to work on you until I can see my image in you. Amen. And that's what He does. For the trying of our faith is more precious than gold. He works on us, and He works on us until He can see Himself. And that's what He does. That's the purpose of tribulation, is for Him to work on us, that we can appear as He is. That's what His goal is in us. All things are naked and open before Him. Leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may be able to prove that which is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That's what change is. That's good change. Laban said to Jacob, you're not as before. David wanted water from Bethel's well. He wanted a change. He had been running from Saul. But he remembered about a well that was down in Jerusalem, Bethlehem. He wanted a change. He wanted a fresh drink. He wanted renewing. He wanted to change. And I really believe that's what God is looking for in us. He's looking for change. Ephesians 4:22-32 says, put away some things. Just set them aside. Lay aside the weight and the sin. Put it away from us. Get away from those elementary things that we deal with and struggle with. Colossians 3 says, put off the old man, put on the new. And Hebrews 5:11-14 says, of whom we have many things to write, say and hard to be uttered, seeing you are dull of hearing. For when for a time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their sense exercised to discern both good and evil. The script that is said of religiosity and things of today, and you've heard it said, and perhaps maybe you've even said it yourself. I hope that you have it. But just in case, I cover that base. That, well, they need to sow their wild oats. Well, the scripture says, admonishes us to be simple toward evil and wise toward good. The scripture also says to be not spotted from the world. In other words, we don't need to experience evil to be wise. That's a lie. That is a lie. You don't have to know things about evil to be wise in the things of good. It's just not so. That's not it. God works from darkness to light. He changes from darkness to light. And that's the pattern of our life. We must change from darkness to light. We must grow. We don't have to experience evil to become wise. Because the change is at the house of the Lord. We become wiser. We grow in maturity in the things of God. And the key to all of those things is a consistent prayer. Consistently going before the Lord. And there's times I know for myself, and I know that I'm preaching and talking to people much more experienced in living for God than I am. But I know that this is a true principle, that waiting in the presence of the Lord, if days go on in that afternoon, you realize how valuable it was. You may have not even really felt as you wanted to the Spirit of the Lord, but something was added to you. You were even changed. I recall not feeling like I really had a prayer meeting that I wanted to. The Lord reminded me. I knew you were there. He gave me as if it were a scent of Him, as if to pacify me, because I had spent some time. I was faithful to that time in prayer, and then there's been those times when I felt Him, and He made a deeper change. Praying in the Holy Ghost, that's where changes are made. Change is what we need to be transformed into His image. Praise God for change. This is a generation where we have improved our mechanics, but not ourselves. Within this century, there have been more changes than ever before. Since man was created, in this century alone, there's been more changes. There's been more money spent. Most technological changes have been in the last half of this century. We have gone from horse and buggy to space travel. Lots of changes. The butterfly must change if he's to... He must never fly unless he is willing to change. He's got to have a great change. Before it can fly, it has to put up with being a caterpillar, barely getting by. Some people grin and bear it, and others smile and change it. The Bible says it came to pass. It sometimes should. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's tableland. When things stop growing, they die. Some people never learn to say, I'm sorry, or I'm wrong. You are a success in the degree you grow. You grow in the degree you become wise. You're more useful. You're more secure. You're more disciplined. Growth means progress and development. Progress and development means change. Get rid of the old man. Get rid of the one that's lack of confidence. He's afraid and he worries. He's shy and self-conscious. He's indecisive. Feels sorry for himself. Overly concerned with himself. Habitually belittling himself. Thinks, I can't do it. Inclined to put off doing things. Disorganized in thinking and in doing. Constantly regretting decisions. But put on the new man. Ready to think. Ready to know. Ready to learn. Ready to do. Ready to live joyfully. Ready for victory. Be broad-shouldered, unaware of yourself, sure of your mission, confident and fearless. Because you have the power of the Holy Ghost. He is with you, and He be with you, then who and what circumstance can really bring you down? Poised in spite of circumstances. Prepared to take things in stride. An acorn is not an oak when it sprouts out. It takes all those long summers. It must go through some fierce winters. It must endure all the frost and the snow. These rough teachers are rough schoolmasters. Make rugged students. A man is not a man when he is created or educated. He must make many changes in his life from the beginning to the end. Nature must change, or it's stagnated. You look at a pond. You might see it one time it looks pretty good. You go by there in 6 months or longer, and you see a little green stuff growing on it. It becomes, it's no movement. There's really no life. Limbs must wither and decay. And new leaves push them away. It's got to be a continual change. A continual growth. A continual change. And you know it yourself. You could say that you're not the same as you were 10 years ago. You're not the same. And it should be a spiritual thing, application too. You should not be the same. You should be continually changing, transforming into His image. Cornelius must hear Peter, and Peter must slay and eat. All things work together to conform us into His image. Not all things are easy and sweet, but they're working on us to help us change, to be conformed into His image. No one person has ever been great because of ease. Never has it been. But only the great person, individual, was because of the turmoil and the maelstrom of life. They were cast into it and said, sink or swim. And they are the ones that became. Look at Helen Keller. Look at Mozart. The great symphonies that he wrote. He himself was tone deaf. He cut the legs off of the piano and laid it on the floor and put his ear on the floor and listened to the vibration. And oh, what a symphony he wrote. Helen Keller was blind. And she was deaf. And she was dumb. But she learned to communicate. She overcame obstacles. She learned about change. And oh, that we would never stay the same, but we must change. The only change that we need is in His presence. That's the real change. That's what God can take away and He can add to. And I thank the Lord that God can get rid of that.
Amen.
Get rid of that. Get rid of that. Get rid of that. Get rid of that. And sometimes I feel like, there's nothing left to bring. But He adds to us. He adds to us what He needs to see in us. And I think that's probably the most mature thing that a Christian could want, is to their life to be added to them the fruits of the Spirit. If a person demonstrates and possesses the fruits of the Spirit, that is the sign of a mature Christian. The fruits of the Spirit are found in Galatians 5:22. I used to know them all, but I believe I might quote a few. There's meekness, there's gentleness, there's kindness, there's peace, there's faith, there's temperance. And this, I got close, didn't I, Sister Martin? The Bible says, against such there is no law. There is no law. God is so good to us to experience change. The change is real progress. Corinthians 1:10 says, increase in knowledge. 1 Thessalonians 3:12 says, increase in love. Ephesians 4:15 says, grow up into Him. Philippians 1:9 says, love abounds more and more. 1 Thessalonians 4:1 says, abound more and more. Peter 2:2 says, milk grow thereon. So it's a process of growing. And the challenges that we face are not there to destroy us, but they're there to promote us. Amen. If you have somebody that rubs you wrong, then you ought to say, praise the Lord. Thank you. Because it's doing something to you to produce in you something that is pleasing to the Lord. Circumstance in life don't come to you to destroy you. Heartache doesn't come to destroy you, but it comes that you might be like Him, transformed. I was talking to Kim the other before she left, and I was thinking about a scripture that came to my mind, and I wanted to share it with her. And I cannot fathom her loss. I cannot. And I don't try to appear that I can. But I felt like the Lord had spoke to my heart, and I wanted to share something with her to encourage her. And not just to encourage her, but to help her in whatever she was feeling, that she could somehow see that there is, and I know that she couldn't, because who can at that moment understand and fathom what's really happening? I didn't really get a chance to talk to Jason, but I did a few minutes. But anyway, I was thinking about something that came to my mind, and it's found in the Old Testament. At the moment, the scripture has escaped me, but when I tell you, you'll recognize it. Well, Samson went down to the Philistines. Scripture says that a lion roared against him, and he slew it, as it were, a kid with his own bare hands. And a little while later, he comes back the same pathway, and he finds that lion. And in the carcass of that lion, he finds a honeycomb. And he eats it and sustains him for his journey. And I told her, I said, the lion of death has roared against you. And it could destroy you. Sorrow and bitterness, it could destroy you, just like it could have destroyed Samson. But the difference is, the scripture says the Spirit of the Lord came on him mightily. And I told her, you're going to travel back this way again in a memory. And I said, you're going to find the victim that roared against you. From this experience, you're going to gain some strength, and it's going to be sweet to you. It's going to be strengthening to you. Because the Lord, in all circumstances, I am convinced, no matter death, and no matter life, scripture says, height, nor depth, nor any creature shall strip the love of God. I'm saying that God knows all things. Even in the sorrow of death, He's able to perform in us that which is profitable for us and Him. And even in the sorrow that she suffers and he suffers, God is able to turn it around. I'm telling you, He is able. That's the kind of God we serve today, that is able. That's when He is God the most. And in that moment of death and sorrow and affliction, that He's able to turn it around. And I went on to say to her that Joseph in Egypt, in all of his turmoil and struggle, he found a change. He found two boys that God had given him. Rather, he didn't find them, but he came out of his own loins. It was Manasseh and Ephraim. Manasseh means He has caused me to forget all of my toil. And I told him, God will give you another baby. I'm sure of it. He's going to give you another child, not to take its place of Russell. But He's going to give you this because He's going to take away your pain and your sorrow and all of your toil. And that's why He named him Manasseh. Because all of the pain and suffering that he went through when he was alienated by his brothers that he loved, cast into that pit and then sold. How horrible could that have been? By your own family, sold into slavery, cast into prison, wrongfully accused. But God had a plan. He had a plan to turn it around. He had a change in mind. Not only for himself, but for his brothers and his family. God brought it to pass. He made a change. He helped Joseph forget all of his toil. He made a change. And He'll do the same for them. A teacher once promoted after 15 years. The other teacher had been there for 25 years and was not promoted. She asked why. She had 15 years experience. And then the reply was, well, you've only had one experience 15 times. We need change. We need change. We need to grow in our change. We don't need to stay in the same. We need to change. And the way we change is to get a hold of the presence of God. Because we can't make a change. We can't turn it. You've heard the old saying, this new year, I'm turning over a new leaf. There's no leaf to turn over. You cannot make that change. God has to make it in you. The real change that lasts. Creation is change, old and new. You do not grow old by becoming... You don't grow old, you become old by not growing. If you're going to climb, you have to grab a hold of the branches and not the blossoms. Give authority to some people and they grow. And give authority to others and they swell. A man's character and his garden both reflect the amount of weeding that was done during the growing season. There are some Christians who cannot be called pilgrims because they never make the progress. Some Christians should be wielding the sword of the Spirit, but still they're tagging on to the nursery bottle. Do not envy anybody. Every person has something to offer, something of change to another. We should love one another and embrace one another and rejoice in each other's Amen. Victories. Be happy for the other person. Be happy for their successes. I've always said it, and I believe it's true, that I can do it another man's way. I might know how to do it one way, but I can rejoice and change. I can do it another man's way. Can't we do it another man's way? I learned something from this guy right here. We was working on Brother Grissom's house. And he's a good carpenter. And he taught me a few things. To endure.
I love you, brother. I love you too.
That's an inside joke between me and him. Praise the Lord. I love Brother Wes. I appreciate him. Change. Change. Praise the Lord for change. Isn't change wonderful when you think about it? The renewing of the Holy Ghost. Change. Well, I've really come to the end. Would you stand with me? Praise the Lord. God is so good to us. this evening. I hope that I've said something that you can use. I hope that it's been beneficial to you. I praise the Lord for this opportunity Brother Grissom has given me. He told me, I said, I appreciate your confidence. Not in me, because I know Raymond. As a matter of fact, I worked 2 days on something I trash canned. And I came up with what I had tonight in just a short time. And I appreciate it. I hope it had something. What I was going to talk about didn't have nothing to do with this. But I felt like I needed a change. I got to thinking about it. It was confirmation when I heard Sister Martin sing that song. Change me, Lord. Change me. Don't leave me alone. Don't leave me alone to myself. But change me, Lord, and help me to become like you. Don't let me be the same as I always have been, but change me, Lord. I want to bear the fruits of the Spirit. I want to be that ambassador for you. I want to live for him in such a way that my life can speak of him. Change me, Jesus. Help me not be the same. I need you, Master. I need you more than I need my next breath. I need you more than I need sustenance for this body. I need you, Jesus. Change me, Lord. Don't let me be the same. I worship you tonight. I'm asking you, Lord, that you talk to our hearts. Help us, Lord, to come face to face with ourselves and our life. And asking God to change us. Help us to be conformed to your image. Take what you need and change us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to be like you. Help us to love one another and express love if we didn't before. Help us to change that and to love one another and express it to one another how much we care for them, because God is going to use you to help change somebody else. I worship you tonight. Thank you, Master, for your mercy. If you feel like you want to pray at the altars, the altars are open. Come down and pray and ask the Lord to help us to change. Help us to grow. Help us to adapt. Help us to learn the principles of adaptability, to be transformed, to change, to deal with alterations, changes in our lives. Help us to realize we're made for action. We're not made to be stagnant. But we're made to change, be creative, to be like you, Master, the great creator. Change us, Lord. Create your image in us, O God, tonight. Help us, Lord, to learn of your word. Help us, God, to have a sense of the word of God, that we may understand it, to be able to apply its principles to our life, to put the word of God in shoe leather, to walk in it, to experience it, to make it our own. I worship you. I thank you, Lord, for this wonderful people here tonight. Speak to us, God. Draw us close to you. Let us feel your spirit, and we'll give you praise for it in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I worship you. I worship you. Praise your name, Jesus. I worship your name. Thank you, Jesus, for giving me a new name. Thank you, Jesus.